We're going to say that this is a conspiracy. Knowest.
Okay.
I really believe it's possible our military is making this stuff to working through their our own government to put instill fear in the public.
Well, it
because
could
they
be.
Use everything else for fear.
Well, do you believe in the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe in aliens?
I believe in it because I've seen a spaceship. Yeah, but I'm not going to say I saw the little alien green man or blue man or.
Well, it says in the Bible that the knees shall bow throughout the heavens.
Yeah.
You know, there's heaven.
Heaven.
And then there's the earth, the new earth, and then the heavens.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that mean that there's aliens?
That's possible. And then they talked about a fiery chariot. The nearest thing to a spaceship in Bible times would be, to them, a fiery chariot.
Right. But that was Elijah's time, right?
Yeah.
Like when he went.
Like, yeah, it's probably a little shuttle.
Well, I mean, it could be. Yeah. But here is government, heads of government, from the CIA to the Department of Defense to the military, for the last 4 years that have been coming out and saying, yes, this is real. Yes, that is real. Yes, this is real. Yes. And, you know, more and more and more and more come out. But yet the societal view on UFOs hasn't changed at all. Oh, it's BS. Okay, here's the thing. Go out in the middle of nowhere on a nice, clear night. Watch the stars. Look up there. And for you to say that we are the only intelligent life forms in the heavens, you have to be an egomaniac.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Just to look up there and see what's going on. And I've seen some weird, weird stuff. More down here in the Ozarks than anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I was getting ready to say that. Especially on my way home at night. I've seen a lot of stuff that I would consider.
Like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sideways, that type of thing.
Looking things moving.
Right. Were they cigar-shaped?
Yeah.
See, there's a lot of weird sightings with cigar-shaped aerial phenomena.
Yeah, and that's about what it is.
Right.
And well, I've seen anyway.
We're not talking about Bill Clinton.
No, we're not talking.
Right.
Yeah, we're not talking doobies, guys. All right.
Yeah.
No. But anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just weird, and everything. I'm looking for a story today. Do you have anything that even enters the area of normalcy?
Oh yes. Matter of fact.
Good.
I have actually this what I call the Feel Good Friday story. Imagine that. We needed this.
Feel
at the
Good
time.
Friday.
The story comes from down under, Jack Alexander's area.
Okay.
111-year-old Australian man's longevity secret. I got up too early. Secret is clucking strange.
Okay, clucking must have something to do with chickens.
Yeah. Let's see. Retired cattle rancher Dexter Kruger credits eating chicken brains for his long life. Here we go. I tried to bring a little normalcy. Australia's oldest ever man has included eating chicken brains among the secrets to living more than 111 years.
Blech.
Retired cattle rancher Dexter Kruger on Monday marked 124 days since he turned 111. A day older than World War I veteran Jack Lockett was when he died in 2002 from Australia. Kruger told Australian Broadcasting Corporation in an interview in his nursing home in the rural Queensland state town of Roma days before the millstone, that a weekly poultry delicacy had contributed to his longevity. Chicken brains, you know, chickens have a head, and in there's a brain, and they are delicious little things, Kruger said. There's only one little bite. Kruger's 74-year-old son, Greg, credits his father's simple outback lifestyle for his long life. Your thoughts, Mr. Hans? I tried to bring it up a bit.
Well, I mean,
111? You got to give the man credit, even though he's eating chicken brain.
Okay. Well, and this is one of those things that, you know, I kind of agree with. Well, my great-grandfather was a Copenhagen chewer.
Right.
Okay. And he chewed a can a day, at least.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
He also ate bacon every day. He also ate eggs that were fried in the bacon grease every day.
Yeah.
My great grandma used to save the bacon grease and other grease like that, and that's all she cooked with. So everything she had was, according to today's standards, terrible for you.
Right.
My grandfather was blown up twice at a rock quarry, had a hole through his stomach, and lost an eye. And yet he lived till he was 89 years old.
Right.
In relatively decent health.
Right.
So when he says, you know, 111 years old, yeah, and, you know, maybe it's the thing that with hard work, less stress.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's something to it. I think that we are completely missing the boat when it comes to our own health. And I think a lot of it has to do with stress. And I don't say that just because, but my doctor told me, well, when she was talking about my diabetes and Lyme, you know, well, what is my biggest determining factor of anything that I have wrong? How long am I going to live? Well, that all depends on you, Mr. Hansen. Do you live a stress-free life? Can you keep GMOs and sugars out of your diet? And I was like, well, I can probably do that. The only thing she said was when she said, you know, no bacon, I said, go to hell.
Right.
But number one thing out of her mouth, stress, de-stress. Don't worry. Don't worry. And, you know,
notice fear, the things that are worse, especially since we had this way the show's turned out.
Right.
Fear.
Fear. Remember.
Fear is bad for the heart.
Well, remember.
Stress is bad for the heart.
Number one thing. Do not fear.
Do not fear.
Do not fear. Well, if you fear, fear creates stress.
Panic.
Panic.
Panic attack.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't fear. De-stress.
Yeah.
You know, what's your favorite way to de-stress?
Laughter. Comedy.
Laughter. I love comedy. I love laughter. That, I like that.
That's me. You know that to a T. I probably watch more comedies than I watch anything.
Well, I think that's good.
And the doctor, she really said, man, for 40 years old, when I was 40, she was like, man, you got a great ticker for 40.
Right, well, and if you notice these guys that live a super long time,
yeah,
they're relatively in shape.
Yeah.
You know,
and they usually got a humorous side to them. That's how my grandpa was. He was like 89 when he died.
Well, did you know that one of the major contributors to obesity is stress?
Yeah.
It actually, like, it puts your body into panic mode all the time, so it's saving every damn calorie it can get because something bad's going to happen. Uh-oh. The sky's falling in, you know?
Oh, I know.
You know, the people that are always the Eeyores of the world.
Right.
They tend to be the people with the biggest headaches, the people with the most weight to lose, the people that are just more unhealthy in general and not happy.
Right.
You know, I don't think you can live a happy life and have it stress-filled. I just don't think.
I don't think so either.
You know, I'm lucky. When you come in the morning, I can look at you and get a couple laughs. You know,
I know,
I can
right?
think about your girlfriend's stories and laugh even harder.
It is kind of stressing.
Well, I can just imagine the stories that you got, like today, showing up an hour early, thinking that you had 9 minutes before the show started, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, that just doesn't happen in anybody else's world.
It doesn't. When you hear that alarm going off in your head, and you think you're going to be late for work.
Right. Bam. Well, check this out.
That's dedication.
What do you think of this? Now, we don't make mistakes, right?
No.
Except NASA may have made a big boo-boo.
Oh.
NASA may have accidentally brought life to Mars. What do you think of that?
Wow.
Is
it the two down in the corner?
Well, no. Basically, they're saying the flu virus is probably now on Mars.
Oh.
So, literally, we have put a death sentence on any life form that decides to step on, you know. And we learned our lesson with the natives when we came here, right?
Right.
It actually started before us. It was with the Spaniards down in Central America. You know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of natives that died from sicknesses that the Spaniards brought.
Right. It's just, I'm telling you, that there is life out there somewhere. I'm really starting to believe it, too.
Well, I think so, too. Do you think there's any women out there for you? That's what I want to know. And it is Friday.
Yeah, I think there is. It's just, we got to get past the COVID.
Do you think that's what it is?
I really do. I, dude, I've been on every single app you can think of. try to find a woman that just wants to go out and have fun.
More fish?
Huh?
More fish, isn't that a thing?
Yeah. Well, whatever, you know, it's just, I'm trying to find one that doesn't like those cicadas and doesn't like, you know.
Well, yeah, no, you don't want one of them.
I don't want a psychedelic woman. I mean, I don't want to say
that. So you wouldn't date a hippie?
I wouldn't say that. But.
I mean, at this point, I would say that your standards are dwindling.
Yeah, that's the COVID standard. Right?
I mean, literally, I mean.
It's a shame, but yes. I've lowered my standards to COVID.
My aunt says your brain needs fats. And you know what? She would know. There was some family stuff, you know, that was going on. And, you know, doctors today, well, this is what it is. And yep. They grabbed life by the horns, and they didn't take that and say, okay.
Right.
They did something about it. Yep. And I think they should write a book.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
If she ever wants us to talk about it, I'll let her talk about it. I'm not going to bring it up. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's one of them crazy things. Man, I can't believe you had that. I want to get through a couple of these. 8 unusual wedding traditions. In the Congo, did you know that you can't smile at a wedding?
Wow.
South Korea, you beat the groom's feet. in Germany, breaking the bride's dishes. In France, banging all night. Now, that wouldn't be a unnormal thing, except for right. It's not the type of banging you think.
Yeah.
Family members come over, and they bang pots and pans together.
Oh, I could see them singing the song, Bang on the Drum All Night.
Right? You know, I mean, yeah. You know.
Words.
Mauritania, fattening the bride. They actually want to fatten her up, you know, so they start, right. You know, a couple months earlier. Groomsmen groom the groom in Greece.
Right.
China, the weeping women, and this starts weeks ahead of time. They have to take an hour a day and weep. And then the mother-in-law will come in and weep for an hour a day with her. And then the grandmother of the bride-to-be
right.
will come in. So, you know, it's like this crying thing. In Kenya, this is probably the weirdest one. The father-in-law spits on the soon-to-be bride.
That is weird.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Like, no, sir.
You know, I really don't like her. You know,
yeah.
I can imagine that, you know, it's weird. It is, of course, Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And yes. By the way, folks, get over to MyPillow.com. Use Crankers.
Crankers.
Yeah, Crankers for up to 66% off.
Yes.
I think that's fun. Get over to CostClub.com. That's where the cool stuff's at.
Yes.
Anyways, the morning Crankers stuff, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Get your morning Crankers apparel over there.
Big news on Monday. Big news on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Big news?
Big news.
Big news.
I love big news.
Big, big news. You know, it's been a while since you've been ever able to see.
A long time since I've had some big news.
Big news, yeah.
Thank you, Con Job 19.
We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Wonderful birthday weekend, Susie Q. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Susie Q.